Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful folks. Right.
What's this podcast we're doing?
Crazy, Stereos crazy kills a kid.
Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Okay, I like that name. Originally, it was called Stereos Coca Knows. You remember that?
Now it's called Stereos Coca Kills a Kid.
Okay, that's harder. But let's just go with Stereos Kills a Kid for SEO purposes.
I like it.
Because no one's going to be able to spell Coca Knows. It's not going to work.
But can they spell Coca Kill a Kid?
No, that's what I'm saying. Just Asterios kills a kid. I like that.
I don't know. That sets up a whole precedent, though. Like, do we have to kill the kids? Or can we just severely injure the kids?
Well, we're not doing anything. We're just giving advice. All right, so here's how the show works. It's based on a 5-minute podcast concept. And if you don't know what that is, that's not that important. But a listener of mine named Jesse, every month he would send me real questions from kids, and he would want me to answer them, like the kinds of questions for kids that would be in 17 magazine or what are other kids like Teen Beat? What do kids read? I don't know.
Girl Talk.
Is that a magazine?
No, Girl's Life. That's
Girl's
what it
Life.
Is.
Yeah, exactly. Which is the worst, Boy's Life. Oh my God.
Is Boy's Life a thing?
Yeah, Boy's Life is great. It would teach you how to like set fires and stuff and like how to tie a tourniquet. And then Girl's Life was all like, here's the highlighter you'll need to not get bullied this year.
Why the fuck were they teaching? Why would you ever need to tie a tourniquet if you're a 14-year-old boy?
That's what the Boy Scouts is. The Boy Scouts is training you for woodland adventures you will never have.
What, like a James Franco's 148 hours situation?
Absolutely. As a kid, I learned how to tie a tourniquet in Boy Scouts. They would teach you how to treat severe third-degree burns. They would teach you how to tie obscure knots that were used on ships in the 1700s that you would never need. Well, what do they teach you in Girl Scouts?
I actually was a Girl Scout. Our Girl Scouts did a lot of hiking for some reason. We also did a lot of singing. I don't know
really?
Why. Yes.
Like, what would you guys sing? Like, the National Anthem or the Star-Spangled Banner?
I have no fucking clue, but there was a girl named Kylie Eichelberger.
Yeah. Okay.
Kylie Eichelberger, who, oh my God, this pissed me off so much. I just have very one specific weird memory about Girl Scouts. So when you're a Girl Scout, you have to decide on a troop crest, right?
Okay.
Between from like the standard 20 designed embroidered patches that they sell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them were flowers, specific types of flowers. There was like a unicorn. I was partial to the unicorn. I thought it looked really cute.
Okay.
So one day we had to vote, and Kylie Eichelberger was super popular, and for some reason she was like bizarrely obsessed with dogs. Like, you know, horse girls, right?
Yeah.
This girl was a dog girl.
Okay.
And one of the flowers there was ugly, but it was called dogwood.
Yes.
And she convinced the whole troop to vote for it. I'm like, motherfucker, the only reason you like this is because it has the word dog in it, you transparent whore.
Okay, hey. That's a little harsh for it to call an 11-year-old girl who likes to...
Now, fuck you.
Okay, B, it's not like these dogwood is shaped like little dogs. It's just ugly... It's
ugly white flowers, and yeah. The word dogwood was not even printed on the patch. It was just the name of the patch. So we had to wear these ugly-ass dogwood crests for no other reason than the fact that Kylie wanted something with the word dog.
All right, well, I guess that's our first bit of advice, like... If Kylie Eichelberger tries to fuck over your troop with a dumb non-flower crest, just go fuck you. What did you call her?
A transparent bitch.
I think what you said was worse than that.
Nah, I don't think so.
All right. So,
is that doxing? I think she's married now.
No, it is. But whatever.
No, but she got married, so she changed her last name.
Perfect. And is it really doxing if she's so terrible?
I mean, just saying her name. I'm not saying she's... Well, I'm clearly saying she did something wrong, but yeah. 15 years ago.
I think you're cool. I mean, like, that's a terrible thing to do. And Kylie, if you're listening, email us and apologize.
Apologize.
All right.
Email into the show. We will read your apology on air.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to listen to this.
What are you talking about? No one's going to listen to a podcast called Asterios Kills a Kid?
Asterios Coca Kills a Kid.
that we're not calling it that. That's impossible to Google.
Coca kills a kitten caboodle.
Oh, God, now you're making it. All right. The bottom line on the show, which Jesse, again, hat tip, he designed the website. He's the reason we're doing this because he, every month, he would send different questions from kids. We're going to answer real questions from kids and we're going to give them real advice. So this is the kind of podcast that I want you, the listener, to listen to with your kid. Get your kid, sit him down, because they're going to learn valuable lessons. Like, they've already learned, like, don't fuck up your flowers or 15 years later, podcasters are going to dox you.
I'm just saying, it's not saying someone's name is not doxing.
Sure.
I'm saying, like, where she works.
Of course. All right, look, let's get to our first question.
Ready.
Here's our first question. And these questions were sent to us by Jesse. I've never read them. So, if there's terrible stuff in these questions, blame Jesse.
Oh, that's great.
Got it?
Podcast setup.
Hi, I'm 13, and now suddenly growing up is a big deal. It has just happened, if you know what I mean. I don't know what that...
I have no idea, and I'm scared now.
Okay. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to tell my mom because I'm super embarrassed about it, but I really need help. I've been playing with all my old toys lately, wearing butterfly shirts and watching cartoons. I'd do anything to be 8 again. I still have a nightlight, sleep with 10 million stuffed animals, and play with all my Barbies. I refuse to go to school dances and struggle in math. I freak out every day because I just don't want to grow up. I want to play on playgrounds forever. I want my mom to still read me bedtime stories. I just want to be little. Please help me. Signed, Growing Up 13.
Well, growing up 13, I got some really good news for you. Ready? We got this thing called DDLG now. Age play? You're gonna fucking shit yourself.
What are you even talking about?
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, okay. So let me describe DDLG, which is absolutely not pedophilia.
Oh.
So DDLG stands for Daddy Dom Little Girl.
Oh.
And it is a sexual fetish that involves usually the man being a dominating, pretending that the girl is a small child. Remember, absolutely not pedophilia or
sure.
A symptom of maybe something wrong in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And best thing about growing up 13, you know what? We can't say shit about this anymore. We have to all just be like, okay, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, you're right.
We're two consenting adults. Yeah, that's fine.
If we say there's something wrong with it, then we're trying to control people's bedroom behavior.
You don't want to yuck anybody's yum, Mysterios.
I still can't believe that's a real phrase.
It's not.
No, it is. I've heard don't yuck my yum with in reference to, like, bronies and furries and stuff. You know, like, we're not allowed to make fun of furries and bronies because it's, like, their body, their choice, their costume... covered in blank there. It's just like, wow, maybe Republicans are right. Maybe things are too PC.
Yeah, I think we need to build the wall, but around BronyCon. Not like, forget Mexico. They can all come in. Like, we need to build a wall around every anime convention center in the United States.
Yeah, that sounds like an appropriate use of... All right, here's what I would tell this little girl. Okay, A, I would not tell her about the sexual fetish where she gets to pretend to be a little girl fucking her dad. I wouldn't tell her that. Here's what I would tell her. Honestly, in America, you can be a child forever. Think about Seth Rogen and James Franco and all these freaks and geeks kids. They are living in arrested development, a nonstop childhood. James Franco is almost 40 now, and he's still acting like a little teenage creep. And he'll act like a teenage creep until he dies. If you become rich, you can be a kid forever. Think about our president, our great president, Donald J. Trump, who I voted for and support. He has a button on his desk in the White House, but when he pushes the button, someone brings him a Coke.
I've heard he drinks 12 Diet Cokes a day.
Yes.
Is that true?
I've heard... Look, I'm not going to go on a limb and say exactly how many Diet Cokes he drinks a day, but the word around the water cooler is the guy drinks a lot of Diet Cokes, and he's also tweeted before... I've never seen a skinny person drinking a Diet Coke, which is a weird self-own.
Yeah, he's also very fat.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, having a red button that you push and someone brings you a soda, That's what like a 5-year-old would draw in an inventions contest.
Dude, you're absolutely right. I never thought about that before, but you're right.
Yeah.
Like if you were a kid, I imagine scribbling, I'm going to have Kentucky Fried Chicken every day for dinner. And then I have a button in my president office that I push and they bring me a Coke on a silver tray.
Yeah,
it sounds like a child's fantasy of what being in power is like.
It absolutely does.
And homework's illegal.
Yes, it's so... So, growing up 13, you can dress like you're young forever. Like, you can. If you're in your 30s and you're just wearing pajamas and stuff, that's like a style. There's girls in New York in their 30s and 40s and all they wear are yoga clothes. Like, all they're wearing are sweatpants and sweatshirts.
See, I was gonna say get involved in Lolita culture. Shut up, it's not a sex thing. I'm talking about like the clothing style. Haven't you ever seen those cute little women in the Japanese fashion magazines, like, have the parasol and the whole, like, Victorian dress.
Okay, you're talking about the gothic Lolita Harajuku girl style.
Yes.
Okay, you understand that Lolita is a Russian book.
I know what the word means. I'm not retarded.
I didn't think you... Okay. Oh, my God. You're the most problematic girlfriend in the world.
Okay, I don't have a learning disability. I know what the word means.
There are kids listening to this.
Hi, kids.
Anyway... Yeah, just get rich. You can walk around in sweats all day. You can eat candy for dinner. They made there's a chain of candy stores called Dylan's Candy Shop, which is about selling candy to like rich women. So you could eat licorice for dinner all goddamn day.
They got a wall in the one in Manhattan with celebrities. When celebrities come in, they get to pick their favorite little box of candy. Mm-hmm. And then they do a little signature. So it's like, oh, Kendall Jenner eats Kit Kats just like me.
Oh my God.
She definitely does not.
No, she absolutely. No, I think that she has probably trained her body to, the moment she sees a Kit Kat, immediately throw up just in case.
You don't even have to ingest it. She just has to smell it. It's like a... When you drink too much, yes. The next morning you smell vodka and you want to vomit.
Yeah, there was a pill that alcoholics would take in the 80s that would make you vomit at even the smell of alcohol.
That sounds really inconvenient.
Yes, almost as inconvenient as drinking or driving and killing your family.
That's like a permanent solution to a temporary problem, I feel like.
No, I completely agree. You want to read our next question?
Yes, I would love to.
Huh, let's do this one because this one is... This one's a little different.
Okay. My boyfriend and I have been going for 10 long months. That's how it is spelled. It's got about 12 O's in the word.
I know. I love it.
Recently, I found myself getting irritated with him all the time. He's very clingy, and even though I've talked to him about it, he won't give me space. He liked me for a lot longer than I have liked him, and every time he thinks I'm even slightly annoyed with him, he feels the need to call me and talk about our feelings. I have been considering breaking up with him for a while now because I'm just not happy with him anymore, but I don't want to regret it later or hurt him because he's very sensitive. From Carrie, 16 years old.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like trouble in paradise.
Oh my God.
Can't relate because I am the needy boyfriend.
Really?
Of course.
Tell me about it.
You know.
Well, the listener doesn't.
Well, sometimes I just call you to say, am I annoying?
That has happened. On Friday, you told me that when I tell you I love you, you'd also like to hear, and I'm not annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm not cringy. So all weekend, I've been going, I love you, and...
You're not annoying,
and you're not cringy, and you're very pretty. When I say that, how does it make you feel?
Makes me feel good.
You see, here's what I like about this relationship. You literally tell me what you need, and then I'm like, okay, that's what I need to do. Got it. She likes getting texts. She likes getting calls. Apparently now she likes being explicitly told she's not annoying.
Hell yeah.
I can fucking do that. You give a man a list, he'll go down the list. He'll do the thing. It's why guys like IKEA furniture. Like, it's all laid out. You don't even have to know English. It's perfect.
I've never put together an IKEA furniture. Is it difficult?
It's not that difficult, but it's a step-by-step. Honestly, if you've put together, like, a Lego play set, it's exactly the same. Both Lego and IKEA, I think they're both, like, Swedish companies, or they're at least both, like, super white European. And then if you read through, like, a Lego book or an IKEA manual... It's just pictures. There's no words. It's like, do this, put this, connect this to that. And they fall apart immediately during an earthquake. Like, IKEA furniture. I think there's one IKEA shelf that has now killed 11 kids.
In Japan, this is fun fact, they have, because they get so many earthquakes, they have these bars that, like, you have to take. Hang on, let me get my hand. So they got bars, right? And they look like a rod, like an H shape. And what you need to do is you need to take the, flip it so the leg of the H is on the top of like your bookshelf, and then extend it upwards like a tension rod to keep the bookshelf in place from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because Japan gets so many earthquakes that like it's a serious problem, furniture falling and killing people.
Yeah. That's really smart. We should all be doing that anyway, just in case.
At least in California.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so many kids now are dying because they're pulling TVs onto themselves.
They make rods for that. Now, did you see that? They make these, like, strings you have to attach to your wall so your toddler doesn't pull your TV down.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Ah, what is it with these fucking kids? They love killing themselves.
Pretty much the first 2 years of a child's life is preventing it from creatively murdering itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I would never think to stick a fork in a socket. And I don't mean because it's like, oh, I'm more logical than that. It's just like, I have better things to do.
And stick forks and eat batteries.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to eat a battery because fried chicken tastes delicious. Candy tastes good. I can have a milkshake. Batteries don't even look like they're delicious.
See, the difference is that you have teeth.
Oh, okay. I get it.
And you, I mean, you could choose to chew on a battery with those teeth, or you could choose to have some delicious fried chicken.
You know, here's what I've heard about licking a battery. It gives you like a little pleasant shock.
Pleasant what? What the fuck? Have you done this?
You want to lick a battery right now?
No, I don't want to lick a battery.
Okay, because if you lick a battery, like, it gives you like a little tingle, a little shock.
Oh, you got brain damage.
Look, I've never done it, but that's what it does. You lick a battery. Are you sure you don't want to lick a battery right now?
I heard asbestos is really tasty.
That's the thing. Apparently it is. That's why kids would eat asbestos.
Hey, kids, you know you got cotton candy in your walls.
Oh, my God. Wait, what do we have to tell this kid? What does he want?
Candace wants to...
Oh, get rid of the cleaner boyfriend. What the hell are you getting out of this relationship? Like, is this kid good at sex? Does he have a lot of money? Like, there has to be some reason that she's with him for 10 months other than just guilt. Like, what were the first 5 months good? Like, what was the initial draw?
Yeah, I say get him a hobby.
That's a really... You know what?
Because right now his hobby is girlfriend.
You should get him into, like, Gamergate and Bitcoin. You should get him into, like, all these alt-right obsessions. Show him 4chan and get him super into the Trump campaign. Have him stand up for ethics in video game journalism. You get this guy, show this guy how to build a Bitcoin mining rig. You need to give him one of these super hobbies where he will just fall down the rabbit hole.
Or, yeah, again, sign him up for Kiwi Farms or something. Dude, I spend so much time on Kiwi Farms.
What is Kiwi Farms exactly?
Kiwi Farms is a website that is devoted to documenting the lives of people who choose to go on the internet and post bizarre things, either about themselves or about their crusades.
Okay, I keep hearing that, like, there's this Chris Chan guy. Apparently, Chris Chan is someone who the entire internet has decided to bully all at once.
Chris Chan's kind of not active anymore. It's not funny. Chris Chan used to be very, very funny. I've been on the internet for quite a while, and I remember when Chris Chan was the big lol cow that everybody was milking.
What is a lol cow, and what is
a lol cow?
Milking
a cow you milk for lols. I don't understand. It's a simile.
Okay.
Just roll with it.
I will.
The thing about Christian that was very funny was that he would make these videos of himself just screaming into the camera. Like, it was so bizarre because the dude could not control his emotions whatsoever. Like, trolls would call him stupid. He used to have this weird hate for gays, which is weird because now, Chris Chan has come out as a trans lesbian woman.
Okay.
And Christine is her name that she's going by now.
Okay.
But when Christine was Christian, she had this weird hate for gays. And so what trolls would do is Chris Chan ran this website about where he could upload like Sonichu comics and stuff.
You're saying all this stuff like I know what...
Okay. Yeah, okay, so Christian used to make comics, blah, 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 and he...
What is Sonichu?
Sonichu is a mix between a Pikachu and Sonic the Hedgehog, and actually, I've read the comics. It makes sense. Like, the way Christian wrote the story, it makes sense how Sonic and, it's like, a Sonic and a Pikachu both get struck by, are in a tree or something, and the tree gets struck by lightning, so they fuse together into Sonichu. So... Okay. Chris Chan used to write these Sonichu comics, and I have no idea if Sonichu is still going.
Okay.
But he had a website where he could upload all of his comics that was pretty much troll-free, because usually when he made a like WordPress bug, it would be instantly hacked.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
At one point, someone pretending to be the CEO of Nintendo contacted Chris... and convinced him that he was going to get Sonichu put into Animal Crossing. So Chris immediately handed over the keys to, like, the website.
I'm the president of Nintendo, and I want to put Sonichu into my video game. All I need is your authentication tokens, and I'll get right... What? What? Why would a Nintendo executive need access to the CMS and backend to put a draw? Okay.
So when he was finally given this, wiki, yes, where they can upload all the Sonichu comics. So what trolls started doing is buying like ad space with like a homo, like a trans lifeline, or are you gay? Is Chris gay?
Okay, okay, that's pretty funny. Now, all right. Well, I guess taunting a homophobe is okay. Although it does make you sad that it turns out later that all his homophobia was entirely self-hating behavior. But that's kind of what most homophobes do. Like, if you spend this much time thinking about gays and why they're bad, it's like, you kind of like boys.
One time, Chris drank a cup of his own semen mixed with Fanta.
No!
So kids, don't do that.
Are you just trying to get me to throw up? I'm drinking... Cherry Coke Zero and cheap whiskey right now, please.
You gotta
swirl
sniff it. Yeah,
sniff it.
You gotta get all the flavors.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, so I would say get a Kiwi Farm Scout, because I check that website, if not every day, every couple of hours.
All right, well, that's, in a weird way, that's actually some pretty good advice. Get him another obsession, and he will leave you alone. And he'll leave you so alone that you'll actually kind of start to get jealous. And you'll start wanting his time, and you'll be reaching out to him. Because right now, this puppy's following you around. How do you get a puppy to follow you? You walk away from it. But then the moment he becomes a crypto miner, or writes his own parody comic where he puts together Tails and Bulbasaur, and calls it... Bales.
Oh, it is not a parody.
What?
Chris is blatantly stealing from trademarked characters. He's insistent that it is his own original creation.
Really?
He used to. I don't know if he's into it anymore.
Okay. That's weird. This guy, you know, now when we, I'm going to have to move on, because now when I think about him, I think about that gross thing you said.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever want to hear about this person again.
Dude made a sex tape of him in a blow-up doll.
Oh.
It's been viewed by millions of people.
Did he at least monetize the video?
No, it's on Pornhub.
Oh, this poor kid. Jesus Christ. All right.
Julie.
What are you saying?
That's a famous quote from this sex doll video. Chris screams, Julie!
Well, did he name the sex doll Julie?
Yeah.
Okay, why? Is there like a girl he's obsessed with named Julie?
Yeah, remember I was telling you yesterday, this whole time you've been having sex with a 13-year-old boy, you think Julie was a kid speaking in a bad falsetto, pretending to be his girlfriend.
Uh-huh, okay, so yeah, so a 13-year-old boy, in order to milk this lolcow, tricked this Chris guy into thinking that he was his online girlfriend. And then at one point, when the jig was up, the 13-year-old quote, girl revealed himself to be a 13-year-old boy and said,
I'm going to give all your data to Chris Hansen, you sick fuck.
And just started screaming that, and I suppose there is a video out there where what I can only assume is a mentally ill woman named Christine Chan is getting punked by a 13-year-old boy. Oh my god. The internet is a bad idea.
We were talking about this yesterday. Don't you think the internet has really rotted people's brains?
I think it's rotted your brain.
It absolutely has.
Yeah, because I'm old enough that I remember getting the internet. I think I was 14 and we got AOL. And
I remember getting the internet.
You do?
Yeah, I'm not that young.
You are.
We had dial-up.
But your whole life you've had the... There has never been a point in your life where there has not been an internet.
Yes, like, there has been.
Really?
Yes.
What, when you were two?
We got the internet when I was like 7 or something.
But you knew about it when you were 6 and 5 and 4 and 3.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I remember getting our first computer, shitting my pants.
Oh, that's awesome.
Literally shitting my pants because I was 3.
God damn. All right, let's read one more question. Okay. Caitlin writes, oh no, this is too dark.
What is it with all these suicides?
Oh my god, hold on. Oh no. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
This year, embarrassed writes, this year, I was pushed forward a grade, and now I have no friends in class. Brag.
Yeah, humble brag. Already annoying. I see why you have no friends.
I have been trying to make friends, but today at lunch, I had a hole in the front of my track pants, and, quote, it flopped out. I was sitting on the floor and the whole class saw. I did not notice until a girl told me. I don't know what to do. I will never make friends now. I tried to convince my mom to homeschool me and she said no. Help. Signed, embarrassed, 7 years old. This happened to me.
What?
I wasn't a kid, thank God. But there's a video of me. I think you can Google it on YouTube. It's me playing lingerie basketball for the now defunct television network, Fuel TV. And so, you know, we did a sketch where, like, me and this other great comedian, Chris Fairbanks, like, we went down to a lingerie basketball game and I dressed up in lingerie. And at one point, one of my balls fell out of the panties and the whole crew, everybody, a bunch of professional lingerie wearing basketball players, and all my coworkers who were there directing and producing the shoot saw one of my balls. And they were like, Asterios, your shorts. And I was like, what? And they go, your shorts. And I was like, what? What's wrong? And I looked down, I'm like, oh my God.
Okay, here's a couple differences between your story and what happened to Embarrassed.
Okay.
First of all, you were wearing a weird little outfit.
True.
So the risk for ball slips is... Risk for balls being out of the court is much higher. Mm-hmm. I feel like. This kid was wearing track pants. And when he says it, I'm assuming he means his penis.
Yeah.
And he's 7 years old. So I don't think his balls have dropped yet. Or if they have, they're not big enough that they could be flopping. Man, how big is the hole in your shorts? Why aren't you wearing underwear?
Yeah.
How did you not notice? Like, wouldn't the cold... Like, if my tit was out... I feel like I would instantly feel the cold on my nipple.
I don't know if that's true because there's a lot of wardrobe malfunction gifts of celebrities on the red carpet and all of a sudden there's a nip slip and they don't know.
They don't?
Yes, that's how... Because if they did, they would immediately put it away. But it's like you see like all these pictures of like, oh, here's Katy Perry and she's like waving at people and then like, oh, her nipple's out.
I don't know, Janet Jackson knew immediately.
Well, that was different because what happened to Janet Jackson was... Justin Timberlake was supposed to rip off part of her top and like she was wearing like tearaway clothes. So it was like there was a pasty underneath, but like she was going to cover up. But like apparently whatever like the ripaway shit that she was supposed to do, like it just didn't work. And he accidentally ripped off the whole top.
Was it a pasty? Because I remember about when that whole scandal happened. I remember looking at the nipple.
Yeah.
Because obviously it was the first thing I wanted to do is see the nipple. Because yeah. I don't watch sports. And I remember thinking like, what is on your nipple? Do you have a ninja, a shooting star?
Yeah.
Pasty. Oh, see, I thought it was some kind of bizarre piercing.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no. Like, girls wear... they're like Band-Aids. It's like they're like these like stickers that you can put on your...
I know what pasties are.
Do you?
Yes.
You ever worn them?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not a prostitute or a stripper.
I don't know. It could be fun. It's
nice. Yeah, but I put Band-Aids over my nipples a couple times.
You have?
Yeah, you got to. When you run like long distance races,
your
nipples bleed. Like they rub against the fabric of your bra.
I've heard about that.
You gotta put a few Band-Aids on your nipples.
Instead, why don't you get some, like, sexy, like, sparkly pasties? So, like, when you're running, you can run with confidence and style.
I like that. I'll bring that up at the next meeting.
Of your high school track team.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we help this kid? Everybody saw his penis. I mean, I think... the first thing you do is, like, try to... Okay, here's the thing. This is a bad hand. There are no moves that will get you to zero. Like, you're already in the hole.
You're already penis through the shorts, kid.
Yeah, it's just about, at this point, it's like damage control. You could kind of make a gag out of it, and, like, you could bring, like, you could have, like, a fake penis pop out at one point in middle class, and it's, like, all big, and, like, everyone laughs at you, and, like, now you're the class clown, because, like, you got this big fake penis, like, that...
Was the arm penis thing a thing in your high school, too, or was that just a weird...
The arm penis thing?
So there was a bizarre trend or something that went on in my high school where guys thought it was the funniest goddamn thing in the world to... I'm not wearing jeans, but, like, you know the fly where your jeans would be?
Yeah.
They would stick their hand through there, and then they would go and they would flop it on the desk and, like, make a noise. And, like, at first glance, like, if you were just walking by, you look, it looks like... This dude has, like, a foot-long penis sticking out on the desk, but obviously it's just an arm through the jeans. So maybe you could start doing that.
That's better, because, A, I don't know how a 7-year-old's going to get a hold of a fake penis. Yeah, that's good. Just at some point during the day, scare people with your big fake arm penis, and now you've rolled it into your character, and now, like, you're, like, big cock boy, and maybe... Pay someone to give someone $50 to be like, you know, a good nickname for that guy would be Big Cock Boy. Like, you gotta seed it, because obviously you can't give yourself a nickname. But if you hire influencers, essentially, find the popular kids in your school, pay them,
and get them to do the thing Trump does, where he just says the nickname over and over again, and then everybody starts using it.
Yes, exactly.
Like, low energy Jeb.
Yup.
What were some other ones? Little Marco.
I never thought of Jeb Bush as low energy until he said that. And the moment he did, I was like, he's a low energy motherfucker.
Please clap.
Yes. I would just think like, oh, this guy's boring. Oh, this guy's vanilla.
You know what the funniest goddamn thing about Jeb is?
Tell me.
It's that in any other year, like if Trump did not relentlessly bully this guy, he probably would have become president.
Yes, that is absolutely true, because everybody called him like the smart Bush. It was like, oh, this is the guy that should have run in 2000.
Right, like you've got unlimited money. You've got two people in your family that were in politics.
Your dad ran the CIA.
Yeah.
Your dad has unlimited oil money. Yup. Your brother was president. Not a great president, but you're still connected to the Republican Party.
And you're like, you've been bred from birth to be in the, like, the Bush political empire. And then some jackass comes along and starts calling you names and cutting you off in debates, and it derails. Do you know how many millions of dollars Jeb must have wasted on his campaign?
He was the governor of Florida. It's the most important. Florida and Ohio are the two most important states in an election because they both have a shitload of electoral votes. And they're both purple states. Like, they could go either way. It's like, California's always going to be Democratic. Texas is always going to be Republican. But it's like, this guy had every advantage, but he got called names by a much funnier guy. He's a 60-year-old that got bullied by a 70-year-old. It never ends.
You ever seen that video? Somebody composed of, like, a compilation of all the times Jeb got cut off.
No.
The debates and Trump, it's like he starts to go say something. He's like, oh, you know, and then Trump's just like, Jeb, 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 Jeb.
Okay.
Jeb shuts up.
Oh, shit.
Okay, what were we talking about? I mean, if you want real advice for this kid, it's you're 7. Like, just There was a girl that was in my middle school that I... Well, actually, this contradicts what I was going to say. I was going to say just ignore it and, like, pretend it never happened. Because there's not...
I don't think you can.
There's nothing you can do, though.
Look, I agree that trying to turn it into a gag is a long shot. But the longer shot is now your penis... you got to do... You can't do nothing. I mean, him going to his mom and saying, homeschool me? That is a solution. Or at least transfer him.
Right, go to like Catholic school or something.
Yeah, do some. You should leave school.
Dude, there was a Catholic school.
Yeah?
This has nothing to do with anything, but was it normal? Because remember yesterday we were talking about those kids that got like chained up in their basement or something?
Yes.
Okay, but like how did, I don't know how it is in New York, but where I grew up, every so often we had to take state testing, and then we would have to go to like this test room where who wasn't our teacher, and there would be kids that we'd never seen before.
Yeah.
Taking these tests.
That's the thing I don't understand about the kids getting chained up story, which is because they were all homeschooled. Well,
have to take standardized tests.
Well, yeah, because I think they were in California. I remember in New York, we had to take they were called the Iowa State exam. I don't know why they called it that. We lived in New York, but they called them the Iowa. I guess maybe at one point Iowa had a really good state exam. New York was just like, we'll license it from you. It's a lot cheaper and easier than making our own.
I like how you did the Trump voice.
Trump's a New Yorker, and that's the kind of New York scumbag that would do that. Just like, yoink, thanks for the test, losers.
Iowa anyway.
This is the only thing you're known for. You and that fictional Captain Kirk came from Iowa.
And potatoes. Oh, wait, that's Idaho.
Iowa, you're a failure. You're a disaster. You're a bunch of losers.
Oh, my God. No, there was some weirdo. I remember talking to some of them, and they were, because it was bizarre, because they were, super smart. But then, they could spell words that we didn't even know how to pronounce, and they knew every country and its capital in Africa, but then they'd be like, what's Saturday Night Live?
Yep. That sounds about right. Yep. I know exactly. I remember taking standardized test after standardized test, and our teachers really freaking out about them because apparently teacher pay was linked to our performance on this test.
Us too.
Yeah. I remember, my teacher, having a fucking shit fit about these tests and me just being like, this is not that big of a deal. Whatever. This is some dumb test. So I don't know how the hell those chained up kids did not have to take the Iowas or whatever the fuck they were.
You want to know something fucked up? Speaking what? Of, teachers. So they divided us by, what I would say, skill level. I'm not going to say intelligence, but skill level at taking these tests.
Aptitude.
Yeah. And I was always in the top kids. What I found out is they would, treat us real good. We got to go home. After half the day, we got, snacks. They would bring us food. And then we got to go take breaks and get juice. And what I found out eventually from... Because one of my best friends in high school moved here from Poland. So couldn't speak great English. So she was always in, the bottom, obviously. Because she's still learning how to put sentences together. And I was like... I remember offhand bringing up, oh man, those muffins were really good. And she was like, what the fuck? What muffins? And they weren't feeding, lower level kids. It was just the people that they expected to perform really well. They were like, all right, we're going to bank all our money on these guys.
Honestly, that's a terrible strategy, but it's a good one. Because it's just if you can make these super high performing kids chilled and relaxed and not stressed, they're going to do so well that these dummies, they'll do better than the dummies will do worse.
Right, and we got the favorite teachers. Always got to proctor our exam, and it was a real nice day. But apparently, the dumb kids, or the kids that didn't perform as well on these tests, were getting really shafted pretty damn hard.
Yeah, they were just completely written off. Oh my goodness. But you can't argue with the logic and the math of it.
Yeah, it was a really big high school, to be fair.
Okay. All right. Well, 7-year-old penis-showing kid, how about this? Become super good at something. Become the best guitarist in your school. Become the best singer. Become the star quarterback. You gotta. Right now, you have been handed an identity. Penis boy. That is your identity. It's like a skin that you can't scrape off. You gotta put on a new skin. You gotta, I don't know why.
Skin.
I don't know why. I'm a little bit drunk and my advice definitely sounds silence of the lambsy. Okay, let me try this again. It's like a costume you can't take off. Penis boy. You gotta put on a new costume over that costume. Become the town detective. Solve an unsolved murder. Cause you know, if you're in some little small town, there's probably like some cold cases. You become like the 7-year-old super detective. Something. You got anything, Sriracha?
No, cause then you're just gonna be the super detective that showed his penis.
Really?
Yeah, you'll never get rid of that. I say just wait for college.
Oh God. All right, well, I guess the only answer we can both agree on is transfer schools. Get homeschooled. Get out of there. You know what? You skipped a grade, right? Yeah. Maybe you can skip another one.
Skip a school. Skip a town.
Well, obviously, this kid's just... But it's like if this kid could skip town, he would. So if you're super intelligent, find a way to skip another grade or fail all your tests, pretend to be dumb, so they put you back in that other class. And then when you show up, you know, the other kids actually might kind of feel a bit bad for you because they're like, oh, he had it and he lost it. He was ahead of us and now he's back behind.
Look who's dumb again.
Yeah, what? Oh, is that
Look
bad?
Who's not getting the muffins and juice for state testing this year.
There's no way for this kid to win. Okay, transfer schools. Yep. That has been Stereos Kills a Kid, starring Stereos, Kogonos, and Sriracha. Sriracha, do you want to promote anything before we go?
I got a podcast about porgs, and you really want to find that, you know where to look.
Okay, it's called Pork Chatter. Because it's
very
named,
dumb.
It's named at what?
It's very dumb.
It's not dumb. I love that show. What are you talking about?
We debated whether or not chickens fuck on this episode, so that's your weird fetish, because we can't say anything about it.
Let me sell your show better than you're doing.
Go for it.
Okay. When porks talk, pork language is actually called pork chatter. So, Sriracha, she's a big pork fan. She made the world's first podcast entirely devoted to pork. It's called Pork Chatter. Search for it on Google. It's somewhere. I don't know if it's on iTunes. Google it. You'll find it. And for me, Stereos Kogonos, thank you so much for subscribing and listening. Obviously, you can support me at patreon.com/stereos. All the money that goes there goes towards a certain thing that I can't talk about that's expensive and bad.
It starts with an L and it ends in going to jail.
So, that's it. What do you think of the first episode?
I thought it was really good.
I had a really good time.
I'm loving these kids.
Yeah, I'm loving these drinks, too. All right, let's go watch some anime.
Bye.
Bye. Don't always
phone you. Kids, you can give your life to them night and day.
Kids, then they go get married.
Married?
Who's getting married?
Why do we have these children? Better to have a pet.
You know where you stand with the pet.
No, hold on.
I never asked for nothing.
Nothing is what you'll get. What's the matter with kids? Two.
I tried lube, but I failed.
Oh, you didn't, Mama, you didn't.
Don't try to pay me back, Sonny. I forgive you. So what if you're an ingrate? So long as you're happy.
I don't want to be happy.
Don't feel guilty. Just make believe I'm an old used car.